With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and today with me, I've got a really great organization, Pets for Vets, and I want to talk about what it is that they do, and they have an upcoming fundraiser. I'm going to let the two lovely ladies with me introduce themselves. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Joan Tiefel, and I am the chapter director for Pets for Vets.
And I'm Christy Hall. I am vice president for Pets for Vets, Cleveland chapter.
What exactly is Pets for Vets for anyone who doesn't know?
Okay, Pets for Vets is an organization that matches local veterans with local shelter dogs. They are companion dogs and not service dogs.
How long have you been around?
Well, Pets for Vets as a national organization has been around since 2009, and there are 26 chapters around the country, and we just got our 501c3, which is a nonprofit status, in December, and we finished our national training in January, and we're ready to go starting now.
So Pets for Vets has been around nationally for a long time, and you just opened your Cleveland branch. Congratulations. How does the Pets for Vets program work?
Any local veteran, any branch of the service, goes on to the Pets for Vets website, and once they apply, we review the application. Then we hand the application off to one of our trainers. The trainers will then meet with the veterans in order to find out a little bit about the veteran, where they live, do they have children, do they have family. And the reason they do that is so the trainers can find the dog that's perfect for that veteran. Do they have a house with a backyard? Do they have an apartment? They need to know what that veteran needs. Then they go out and they find the perfect dog for that veteran. We are fortunate enough to have six trainers where the average chapter has four. And we have three on the east side, three on the west side, and the trainers work together, so they work with several shelters, and then that trainer goes out and tries to find the perfect dog for that specific veteran. Then they spend 6 to 8 weeks training the dog. While they're training, the dog stays in a foster home, and at the end of that period, they take the dog to the veteran. They hand the dog off to the veteran with everything they could possibly need to start, the crate, the food, the bowl, everything they need. They work with the veteran so the veteran knows what the dog has been taught to do, and then that veteran is always part of the Pets for Vets family.
What is the area that you cover? Are you helping vets only in the Cleveland area, or are you going outside of that?
The chapter is called Cleveland, but we span pretty far, 6 to 8 counties, west Lorain County, east to Lake County, south to Medina County, anywhere in between. So if you are anywhere in that area, the Cleveland chapter of Pets for Vets covers that. Our trainers are scattered around the area, and they will come to you and find where the veterans live.
Wow, that's a pretty big area. Joan, earlier you mentioned something that I thought was interesting. You said these are not service dogs. So what is the difference between the companion dogs that you're offering and a service dog?
Okay, a service dog is for someone who has special needs. They are trained to do specific activities, for instance, turning on lights or opening doors. This is a companion dog, and a companion dog helps a veteran with psychological trauma. It helps them mitigate loneliness and provides them a sense of purpose. And again, the dog is matched for that veteran, so they work with something called the super bond, which is just something that allows the veteran and the dog to really match up and become one another. It's like two people meeting each other that just have a chemistry there. They've had some dogs that were not even trained to do this, but the dog would wake up the veteran who was maybe screaming in the middle of the night, and the dog just instinctively learned to wake that veteran to stop them from having, you know, nightmares. So it's just a bond that the dogs and the veterans seem to get. And more than anything, it gives that veteran a sense of purpose and just somebody to love, or, you know, someone to talk. I've had a veteran who applied and said he can't wait to have a dog that he can just have somebody to talk to all day long. So it's just a special bond that they have.
That companionship really can mean the difference to somebody.
Totally.
So what is the criteria that needs to be met in order for someone to acquire a dog through Pets for Vets?
The only requirement is they need to be a veteran, or they can currently be serving in the military. That is really the only criteria. They just need to want a dog. They have to be able to financially support that dog and have somewhere where the dog can live, obviously, so it's a safe and healthy environment for the dog and the veteran. But the main criteria is it's Pets for Vets, so we're trying to help a veteran and save a pet.
So even though the companion dogs help with PTSD, you don't necessarily need to have it in order to get a dog.
That is correct.
So you mentioned being able to financially support a dog. What are some of the costs that obviously come along with a dog that people may not think about?
Okay, well, first let me say that there's no cost to the veteran to get the dog. We take care of everything from getting the dog from the shelter, microchipping the dog, training it, neuter, spaying, all their shots. So that dog will be presented to the veteran in the best condition they can be in, and again, fully trained. But once we hand the dog off to the veteran, they will be responsible for the daily maintenance of the dog. You know, when they get past the first care package, they're going to have to be able to feed the dog. The dog is going to need annual checkups. However, the one thing that Pets for Vets does that is, I think, very just really exciting is that if that dog were to develop something like diabetes or need a hip replacement, which can get very costly into the thousands, the national organization has a fund for that. So that veteran would never have to pay for that kind of extensive surgery or health care. They are really committed to keeping that dog with that veteran for as long as the dog lives. So it's just the daily cost, but veterans do need to understand that there is a cost. Again, food and basic medical care for the dog.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Sitting with me today is Joan Tiefel and Christy Hall. They're from Pets for Vets, an organization that helps out veterans by pairing them with animals who also need help. Now, Joan, where are these dogs coming from that you get to give to the veterans? Are people allowed to come and drop dogs off to you?
They cannot drop dogs off for us. Again, their motto is help a vet, save a pet. Every dog has to be gotten from a rescue or a shelter, meaning like a lab rescue. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a shelter, but it has to be a rescue of some sort where one of the objectives is to hopefully not have that dog euthanized. Right now, there are less kill shelters than ever before, but there still are ones that, you know, when the dogs don't get picked up after a long period of time or whatever, they are put down. So the goal is not to just have your neighbor drop off a dog because they had puppies. It's to go to a shelter. And all the trainers work together, and they all work with several shelters.
So you mentioned they come and they get these dogs from the shelters, and they go to the trainer. Now, how long do these dogs spend with the trainer? Are they with them for a month, 2 months, a year?
The average is 6 to 8 weeks that they'll be training the dog. Now, they won't be living with the trainer. People volunteer to foster those dogs during that training process. And then the trainers work with the foster people to continue to do the training process during the week when they have the dog and the trainer's not working with them. But the average is 6 to 8 weeks. Now, these dogs are 2 to 5 years old, so they're not puppies. The problem is we don't know where all of them came from, so some of them are going to need a little bit more training. But one of the important things the trainers do is they assess the dogs in the same way that they assess the veterans. They want to make sure this dog's temperament is going to match the veteran's personality. The dogs have to be not only friendly, they have to be the kind of dog that aren't going to get freaked out by noise or thunder or lightning, because that could be stressful to the veteran. So they're specifically looking for a certain temperament in each dog that they're placing.
So does the veteran get to pick the dog while it's in the shelter and then the dog goes through a training process, or do they pick dogs that have already been trained?
No to both of those. The veteran does not get to pick the dog, and the reason they don't is sometimes someone might think they want a big German Shepherd. That just might be what they want. But the fact of the matter is they live in a tiny little apartment, and the trainer might know that the personality of a small little lap dog will be better for that veteran. And that's happened with, if you go on the website, you'll see some stories where a veteran wanted a really big dog and he is now just the best friends with this little dog that he picks up and carries around. So sometimes we think we know what we want, but these trainers know the personalities of different dogs and just, you know, what might work better for that veteran. So when they go to the shelter, part of the assessment is seeing how well they're trained. You know, there is a whole assessment process of how they might drop a bowl to see how the dog responds to that. It has to be a very social dog. Again, it's just a process, but the veteran will not see that dog until the day it's dropped off and fully trained.
If a veteran would like to apply for a dog, how would they go about doing that?
They can go to the petsforvets.com website. They'll see a little flag that says apply. It's kind of an extensive application, but that will get sent in and then get sent directly to our office. And again, as I mentioned earlier, then it will get handed off to the trainer and they'll contact the veteran and then the process begins.
But it's important that it's an extensive application. That way you can make sure that the dog is getting a great home. And then you're pairing it with the absolute best match, correct?
Yes, but the written application is just the first step. After they get the application, the trainer will meet with the veteran 2 to 3 times before they even begin looking for the dog. So it is an extensive application process. Again, not only just on paper, but they want to see the home that this dog is going to be living in. They want to know the environment, again, for both the veteran and the dog.
If you're just joining us, this is Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and with me today is Joan Tiefel and Christy Hall. They are with Pets for Vets. We've been talking a little bit about how the program works, how they help veterans and pets, and a little bit on how they train them. Joan, I have to ask, if a veteran wants a dog, how would they benefit from going through Pets for Vets as opposed to just going to a shelter and buying a dog themselves?
Someone had mentioned to me, we were trying to get fundraising from them, and they were struggling with the fact that we were getting companion dogs instead of service dogs. And they said, anybody can just go to a shelter and get a dog. Why do we need you to do this? So they were concerned about why we were getting the dog when anyone can walk into a shelter and get a dog. And what I said to them was, a lot of veterans may think they want a dog, and they may really want a dog, but they don't have, some of them, the confidence or the understanding of what needs to be done to go into a shelter. Some of them have just had really rough experiences in wars, and their confidence level is such that we don't really understand it. And they don't have, just again, the confidence to walk into a shelter and make that big leap. And with us being able to help them not only get the dog, but hand them a well-trained dog, a dog that they can walk, that's not going to walk them, that a dog that's going to sit by their side and not add more stress to a veteran. One of the problems is if you go to a shelter and you pick out a dog, you can bring a dog home for anyone who's had them, and it's a nightmare. That dog's running all over the place. It's not listening. That doesn't take your stress level down. It takes your stress level up.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to hand that dog, a dog that right away, when you say sit, it's going to sit next to the veteran and want to be loved and be social with them. So that's part of it. The second part, there is a cost to that initial getting a dog. It's a couple $100 to get the dog. You have the vet bills. Then they're going to have to take it to a trainer. Those are all things that if you're not familiar with it, it takes research. Do you get to the right trainer? Do you get the right dog? So it's not just as simple as you walk into a shelter, pick out a dog, and go home. There's a lot to it, and we're really eliminating many of those steps for the veteran when they first get the dog. So once they get the dog, it's kind of, here's your companion and we'll help you get started. And if you're struggling in the next week, 2 weeks, year, give us a call. We're going to keep in contact with you and help you through those ups and downs. And I have to say also, once we hand them that dog, if they need just emotional support that has nothing to do with the dog, we're going to be there for them. We have veterans who want to volunteer and help veterans. We can refer them to places. We're working with veteran organizations, so it's much more than just the dog. We're going to be there to support them, really, for as long as they want our support.
That is really amazing that you offer that continuous support for them. Now, I understand you have a fundraiser coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are the details?
The fundraiser is Friday, April 12th, from 6 to 10 at the Tanglewood Club in Chagrin Falls. And we will be having a silent auction, Chinese auction, reverse raffles, sit-down dinner, open bar, and it is all to get the organization started because, again, there is a cost to make each match. And it is important to know that our trainers are certified trainers. They have to be approved by the national office. Only 20% of them get approved to apply. And again, we have 6 trainers, but they are paid, and this is part of what they do. This is what they do for a living. So they are the key to our success. They're the key to our chapter. So we need to be able to fund these matches.
And if people are looking for more information or would like to buy tickets, where should they go?
They can go to our Pets for Vets Cleveland website on Facebook. They can go to petsforvets.com/Cleveland and hit click events and you'll see it there. And they can call at 330-348-4000 for information.
If somebody wants to become a part of Pets for Vets and help out, how could they do that?
One of the things we really are looking for is finding people who are willing to foster dogs. We need people who are willing to foster them for 6 to 8 weeks. It's not a long-term goal. And we cover everything they would need to foster the dog. They won't have any financial responsibility. We'll cover all the food and treats and everything they need. But they would need to be willing to work with the trainers and implement whatever the trainers are teaching the dog that week. We're looking for West Siders. We have some on the East Side. We could use more. But we especially are low on people who are willing to foster on the West Side. So if you or anyone you know is willing to foster, please get a hold of us. And also, please spread the word to the veterans. We really want veterans to understand that this is a service now that is being offered in the Cleveland area. And we are so anxious to start matching these veterans with shelter dogs.
All right. So if you're a veteran and you would like a pet through Pets for Vets, or you would like more information, you can call 330-348-4000, or you can go on their website. This is Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Joan, Christy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
And welcome to Cleveland, and I look forward to seeing your organization grow and seeing how you help out from here.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to it as well.
Thank you for having us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.